US Open golf winner and 8-time PGA winner Jeff Ogilvie is behind a new Sandbelt invitation. I read this and I like it. He joins us now. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's, I guess the backstory is it's often been talked about in Melbourne that, why don't we play golf tournaments on our best courses more often? You know, I mean, obviously the Royal Melbourne gets the President's Cup a little bit. And back in when I was a kid, we used to play the Sandbelt a lot, but it sort of hasn't been happening. And that combined with, the pandemic and sort of losing a lot of our professional tournaments the last 2 years, we just sort of sat around sort of in August and September, and we were thinking, well, looks like the Australian Open is going to get cancelled again. Could we put a little tournament on in Melbourne and sort of give something for the people to, for the kids to play in? So, yeah, we called a few clubs and they said, yeah, they like the idea. So the idea was born. So, we got Royal Melbourne, Peninsula Kingswood, Yarra Yarra and Kingston Heath. They're all going to host one day, in sort of late December leading up to Christmas. And we're going to have the best men and women that we can find, pros and amateurs. So sort of all the elite pros that we can sort of scratch up with a lot of the guys overseas, but the best we can do in Australia and pair them with sort of some of the juniors, the up and coming sort of wannabe sort of tour guys, and get everyone together and play on Melbourne's best courses. It should be fun.
How good is that, Jeff? Well done to you and your committee that put that together. So reading it, the men and women will play together.
Yeah, I mean, like the plan is, I'm not sure if you or anybody followed the TPS tournaments that we did this year. There was one at Rosebud and one at Bonnie Doon, but we men and women played in the same tournament, just sort of balancing the tees out so it's as close to fair as we can get it balanced. No too big an advantage for men and women either way, and all played for the same trophy, which we think is really cool and sort of unique to golf that you can do that. So yeah, and it's about giving all these youngsters here who haven't had a chance to get overseas the last couple of years something to play in. It's also about sort of mentoring style, getting these youngsters to come play with some experienced tour players and sort of learn and sort of hopefully some stuff can rub off and give them a few opportunities. We've managed to wrangle a few exemptions for the kids who play the best and do the best in the tournament. They're going to get into the Australian PGA and the TPS tournament at Rosebud, and I think the girls are going to get into the Vic Open and the TPS at Rosebud too. So sort of a bit, it gives a lot of legitimacy, I think, when you get some exemptions coming in a tournament. So they've all got something to practice for leading up to Christmas and they're all going to get excited because, look, I mean, 4 days in a row you get to play those golf courses. That's a good week for anybody. So, yeah, it should be a really cool thing, and hopefully we'll start off small. And hopefully it's something that we can grow down the road and maybe even manage to wrangle your Adam Scotts and Cam Smiths and Leishmans and stuff when they're back in the next few years. Because I think everybody wants to help out the juniors, and I think everybody wants to just sort of play the best courses, play the Sandbelt, and it ticks every box for everyone, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm glad this has spawned from it. But the Australian Open, men's and women, were both cancelled. We had the women's tournament here, Jeff. We supported it as a state. So disappointing that they got cancelled.
It really is. It's really frustrating too. I've talked to Golf Australia a lot. They didn't want to cancel 2 years in a row. It's certainly not something that they wanted, but they sort of got themselves contractually sort of stuck a little bit, and just it got a bit awkward and difficult to sort of pull it off with the rules and the pandemic and everyone being a bit unsure about what we can and can't do with people and sponsors and events. So it's a shame they've gone away, but hopefully we do this and we have a good tournament and the Australian PGA looks like it's running in January. And hopefully GA can sort of get organized and sort of piece together back the Australian Open and maybe sort of change some of the fundamentals. So it's got some great fundamentals to grow off and get the Australian Open back happening because it's one of the most prestigious, oldest trophies in the world, and it's always a relevant tournament, so it sort of needs to be back on, absolutely.
Yeah, I just get a sense we're worrying too much about the big names. We've got great golfers here. Whoever wants to come. We always put on a great tournament. Philosophically, you know, is that the problem? We worry about the big names and worry about the purse on offer. We just need to put on a great tournament, on four of the great courses that you have probably in the world, Jeff.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I think, look, we've suffered a little bit. The economy, the golf economy in America especially, and with the addition of China and Dubai and that, there's so much money in professional golf that it's difficult to get guys to fly 20 hours across the world for quite a lot less money. But I think the focus has been too much on field. I think the great events that we have in Australia, I know I'm in Adelaide here at the moment, but the great events, the Grand Final, the Melbourne Cup, the Grand Prix, all these great events, they're not really reliant on who comes. They're just great. They're just great events, you know, and I think we could, if we can get golf back to consistently having the Australian Open and others around it being just really great tournaments, if we can get the great worldwide players, that's fantastic. If not, it doesn't matter. Look, you're going to see these guys, the youngsters playing and the kids playing in Australia, they're the ones who are going to be Adam Scott, Cam Smith and Mark Leishman, you know, down the road. So let's come get on them, sell the tournament. It's just, look, this is really elite golf on great courses, as you say. And if we build great tournaments and do that for a few years in a row, I think the fields will come back. You know, the guys will want to be here. I mean, we might not be able to write $1 million check for a top 10 player in the world, but we do have Royal Melbourne and Kingston Heath and Royal Adelaide and Cooyonga, and we have these unbelievable golf courses that everybody really wants. They just want an excuse to come and play. You know, and if we put on great tournaments, they'll come.
Yeah, and it is Australia, for crying out loud. Hey, last one, you got TV support?
Well, live TV is a very expensive operation. This year, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do live, but we're certainly going to do quite a lot of sort of content out of it and try to highlight shows and, all sorts of different modern media stuff, I think, at this point, and hopefully in the future down the road we can get some live TV.
Jeff, outstanding. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
2006 US Open champion Jeff Ogilvie there. The inaugural Sandbelt Invitational is going to take place December 20th to the 23rd. And as he said, four of Melbourne's world-famous courses, Royal Melbourne, Kingston Heath, Peninsula Kingswood and Yarra Yarra. Who wouldn't want to play on that? I think it's absolutely fantastic. On the back of us cancelling the Men and Women's Australian Open, we're so disappointed here in South Australia. It was going to be played here at Royal Adelaide. So, Jeff Ogilvie, our guest.